more.
Everyone, welcome to the Out of the Dark podcast. I'm Mandisa here with Laura Williams.
Hello.
She is a licensed professional counselor, and I think it's important for you to know that because we're delving into a topic that I think is taboo in a lot of Christian circles.
Yes, ma'am, it is.
But we're talking about mental health, and I think we can't talk about it without talking about medication.
Yes.
For so many people, it is something that we don't want to discuss because a lot of people have a lot of feelings and thoughts about it. I think it's something that we need to. So,
yes.
You know, I'm going to start by telling my own journey.
Yeah.
Because recently I saw a psychiatrist and he prescribed something and it is sitting for me at Walgreens right now. Not gone to pick it up because there is something in my mind that it's like, no, you don't need medication. Like,
aww,
God is the healer. He's the great physician.
Yeah.
How do you relate medication in terms of our mental health?
Yeah.
Why is it different than, I don't know, somebody who has diabetes and is prescribed medication?
And it's not.
Yeah.
You know, it really isn't different. Mm. Our bodies, you know, our mental health is a part of our body.
Yeah.
Just as much as our physical health is a part of our body. And so, you know, I often say that when people are struggling and they've hit a block or we've done a lot of work and there's just something that's not working, right? We broached this topic of medication, and I'm a counselor, so I can't prescribe, but I've got a team of people around me that I work in conjunction with to help when we do have a person who is at that point.
Yeah.
And so I often have that conversation with them because there is a ton of like, just kind of like, I don't want to do that.
Absolutely.
That's for crazy people or that's for, you know, people that are, whatever. I'm like, you know, but anyway, that's one of the things that we talk about is, you know, can a person help if they have diabetes?
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, the answer is no. And would that person die if they don't take the medication that is appropriate for a person that has diabetes? Yes, they will. Can they manage it with other things? Now, can you, I mean, the thing is, like, when you're talking about medication, right, it's not the answer.
Yeah,
okay.
I think that's part of what it is in my mind. It feels like everything is so medicated. Like I can't watch television without seeing an ad for something that's going to cause depression and suicidal thoughts and all these things like that.
You're like,
it feels scary to me.
Yes.
But I think that's part of what it is that it feels like everything, you can just throw a pill at it, but that is not really what the case is.
No. And especially with medication that we use for mental health, it's kind of like diabetes. You know, you could just give yourself an insulin shot and eat like crap all day long. You're going to not give yourself the best chance at a great life. I mean, it's just going to be terrible. But, you know, if you get insulin and then you incorporate a healthy diet and you incorporate exercise and you incorporate meditation and mindfulness and all those things, you're going to allow your body the best chance at being successful as far as functioning goes.
Yeah, okay.
Same thing with mental health. Can anyone go and get a prescription? Sure. Mm. Can it work? Sure. Is it the best chance at a healthy, functional life? No.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anytime we do medication, it should always be in conjunction with counseling.
Okay.
Always.
Yeah.
Because that's the way it works best. Mm-hmm. Just like anything we would take for any kind of chronic illness. We have to do that in conjunction with other things that we're doing to stay healthy, right? Mm-hmm. So even this medication that you're taking or you might take, might take if you ever go pick it up at Walgreens. I can't tell you how many times people do that. It is hysterical. But even if you take that, if you don't do anything else, it's going to make some impact.
Sure.
But it's not going to solve all the problems.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that's why people think medication is the quote unquote easy way.
Yeah.
Because they have this idea that, oh, if I just take this pill, everything's going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
It might get somewhat better.
Yeah.
You are going to notice a difference because what's the benefit of taking medication if there's no difference, right?
Sure.
But is it the best it could be? No.
So in your practice, how do you know when it's something that you're going to recommend for a client to pursue? Like it's not going to be for everyone, mm-mm. but how do you, as a professional counselor, how do you broach that subject with somebody?
A lot of times, it's definitely not at the beginning. I mean, usually, I mean, I would say it probably doesn't ever come up before a year of being with somebody. And typically, the way you kind of gauge it is if this person is trying everything. Like, I mean, I've got a couple clients that are just super motivated. Like, they're really motivated. They are doing their homework, they're showing up, they're making the changes they need to make, mm-hmm. and something's still not working, yeah. that tells me there's something else going on.
Okay.
And so we've got, you know, I think we've talked about it in some previous episodes, you know, people throw around the word depression, like, mm-hmm. oh, I'm depressed, or, oh, I have anxiety. And yes, that can be true, but a lot of those things can be treated with counseling, you know, just trauma work or cognitive behavioral work and things like that. Like, we can actually get a lot of movement with somebody that is dealing with those things. But when somebody has a clinically diagnosable condition, mm-hmm. right, those are the ones that we're really talking about.
Okay.
And one of the classic ones is like obsessive compulsive disorder.
Okay.
And most people, when they think about OCD, they think about, you know, your typical like moving the shower curtain yeah. 14 times or locking and unlocking the door 23 times.
Yeah.
Like, it's not always like that. It can also be like intrusive thoughts, right? Obsessive compulsive, people that suffer with that, or things that just loop in your mind over and over and over. And it's a really genetic thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that actually people are born with, and you can track it back in families.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Same thing with sometimes like bipolar disorder is another one like that,
okay.
Where we can do counseling, and medication is something that we can use in conjunction with counseling, but it makes it so much better.
Okay.
Because it's treating the condition. And then the counseling kind of helps with the emotional side of it.
Interesting. I think it's hard for me because when I'm talking like taking medication for a physical condition, mm-hmm. I can tell in my body, like it feels a little bit more concrete. Whereas when we're talking about mental and emotional health, it just doesn't feel as concrete to me.
Yes.
So the thought of taking a pill for that, I don't know. It's not computing. So
yeah.
physiologically, like what does that do? What does medication yeah. even do to a condition that feels like it's air in a sense? You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and I think too, you know, I think there's certain conditions that people can have. Like, I mean, diabetes is pretty, I mean, it's pretty obvious if somebody's, you know, has that dynamic of a blood sugar drop, right? You're going to notice those things. Mm-hmm. But someone who say is, like struggles with hypoglycemia or something like that, that's a little less dramatic,
mm-hmm.
you're just going to kind of feel it in your body. There's not these big warning signs or you're just kind of going to notice like, oh, I feel this or I feel that and I'm not okay. really sure what's going on. And you're going to go to your doctor and go, I feel this and I feel that. And they're going to go, huh, let's try this or let's try mm-hmm. that, right? So even if for a physical condition, most of the time you're going to go to your medical provider and they're going to go, well, it could be this, mm-hmm. it could be this, or it could be this. Let's try this first.
Okay.
Okay. So that's, you know, basically the same thing with mental health. Like
yeah.
when somebody's coming to me with, say, anxiety, we'll say, okay, let's just look at this. It could be this, it could be this,
mm-hmm.
and it could be this. So we've got all these options, but we're going to start with the simplest one first, which is anxiety. And I don't want to like downgrade that for people that suffer from anxiety because it's really can be really debilitating.
Yeah.
So it's not an easy thing, but I'm talking about in the line of like what's treatable with medication,
mm-hmm.
right? Sometimes some of the things that we do in counseling can treat anxiety,
mm-hmm.
right? Or will treat anxiety without medication.
Yeah.
So that's where we want to start,
okay.
right? But really it's how the person feels in their body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So for somebody with obsessive compulsive disorder, they will constantly think about a thought over and over and over and over. Okay. So it's a mental thing,
yeah.
but it's something that's going on in their body.
Okay. Okay. Physically, like there's something happening in their body.
Yes. Yes. And it's a chemistry problem.
Okay.
It is, but it's a constant thought in their brain that they cannot, with however many practices they've developed, they cannot let it go.
Okay.
Okay.
Pick up that thought while I ask this first, though.
Yes.
So I'm thinking of those that would say, well, I mean, just take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ.
Yes.
Like it, I think I feel the shame of, you know, as a Christian, like we can take captive these thoughts.
Yep. Yep. So, you know, I'll just be honest. I've been really prayerful about this and whether I want to even disclose this over a podcast, because obviously I have my own practice, but I have OCD. And so that verse has been really hurtful in a lot of ways to me, because I think, what's wrong with me that I can't take captive my thoughts?
Right.
Right. And this, like, for someone that doesn't experience OCD, I don't do the whole checking thing. Like, I have to tell them, I don't even know where my keys are. Like, I don't worry about the doors being unlocked or the coffee pot being left on. Like, a lot of people that have a lot of behaviors associated with the OCD, I don't have that. Mm-hmm. Mine is all in my brain. So no one is noticing what's going on except me, right? So, you know, the simple fact that I spent years and years in counseling and still couldn't do this one thing.
Yeah.
Like, I could not stop these thoughts. Mm-hmm. And they might be like, I noticed something in my body and now I think I have, you know, colon cancer. Mm-hmm. Okay. I could not let that go.
Okay.
I would think about it and think about it and think about it for days on end, to the point of like making myself sick over it.
Wow.
And it's really debilitating. And so for Christians, we really do think there's something wrong with you that you can't like turn to God and just surrender.
Yeah.
Like, what is your problem?
Yeah.
And that's what I would do. I'd beat myself up over it.
Same. Yeah. Yes. There's a shame that's tied to
yes.
it.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you, you know, my counselor, it took her years and years and years. And she's like, Laura, I'm telling you, you have OCD and you really need to do something about it. Mm-hmm. And she would have the same conversation with me that I had with some of my clients of it's normal.
Wow.
It's fine. And my counselor's a Christian. Like she's a believer and she's telling me, you need to do this. This is important.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, it is a game changer.
Okay. Wow.
Game changer, because it's allowed me to do the work that I want to do on myself by keeping this a little bit quiet.
How did you get to that place? Like, was it a gradual or was it just suddenly, I'm okay with this?
Oh, no. It was like desperation. It was like, you know, it's that feeling. I don't know if you have you ever had your wisdom teeth out?
I have, yeah.
Yeah. Did you get to that point where you're like, just get them out?
No, no, never had that.
Okay. When I didn't have my wisdom teeth out when I was a kid or like a teenager.
Yeah.
And so when I did, I was in my 20s.
Yeah.
And I was so scared. And then all of a sudden, it was like they were hurting so bad. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, my God, I don't even care. Just get them out. Just take them out. And so that's where I got was really desperation of something has to change.
Got it.
Because it's exhausting. Mm-hmm. It really is exhausting. Yeah.
So for somebody wrestling with the shame of it is one thing. What about those who think less of somebody, like if they're on meds. I think I, even talking about this now, like I'm wondering, is somebody going to hit me up on my socials and, you know, tell me that I shouldn't be on meds? Like, how do we walk through that, you know, as a follower of Jesus, but somebody who's got some mental health issues that could be helped with medication?
Yeah. Well, I think it, you know, like you said, I mean, my fear is, oh my gosh, am I going to, like, are people going to walk out of my office and be like, well, you're on medication. What's your, you know, like, I shouldn't be seeing you. But, you know, I think, you know, us talking about it, we're believers, we are doing the work of God, and we need some help.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's the first piece is people owning and saying, hey, I'm good with it. Mm-hmm. I'm okay. You know, I don't tell people often, but if I have a client that's struggling with taking medication, I actually will tell them. And the reason I tell them is because I say, do you look at me any differently now?
Right. It's good.
Are you going to come back next week or in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
And 9 times out of 10, they're like, yeah.
Yeah.
And no, I don't look at you any differently.
Yeah.
And I said, that's the same thing you're going to experience.
I love that, because we're destigmatizing it. Because yes. for a lot of people, because we've not talked about it,
no.
I don't think people realize how often it happens and how many people around you may even know that it's happening. So any other, like if you were somebody that feels like you could be helped with that, mm-hmm. And maybe you've not even broach this subject because as a Christian, you feel like you're not supposed to.
Yeah.
Any other advice or any helpful hints that you can give to somebody who's just kind of wrestling with that decision?
Yeah. I mean, I think, again, it goes back to that idea we talked about in previous episodes about self-care.
Mm-hmm.
Some people's bodies need different things.
Yeah.
Right? And it's body specific. It's self-specific. Does everybody need medication for obsessive compulsive disorder? No.
Right.
Of course not. Just like, everybody doesn't need, you know, insulin that's injected into them. Mm-hmm. You know, we all need different things. And, you know, our bodies are fallible. I'm trying to remember, again, here I am with the Bible verses, but I did read this one, that it's a reminder that, you know, when our bodies are failing, it's a reminder that we are meant for something different. We're meant for a different world.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's really just a reminder of like, oh yeah, my body isn't perfect.
Yeah.
It's not going to function. It's not going to be the best it can be all the time because it's a body.
Yeah.
Right?
Until we get our heavenly, glorious bodies,
yes.
which I'm really looking forward to.
Me too.
Like, we need to remember that yes. we are dust.
Yes, exactly. I'm going to live without OCD. It's going to be great. but yes, I mean, I think it's individual. Not everybody needs medication, mm-hmm. but not everybody is insulin dependent.
Yeah.
You know, some people are deficient in vitamin D. Not everybody needs to take vitamin D, mm-hmm. right? Like, I mean, that's the biggest misnomer about vitamins and minerals and supplements is that everybody thinks, oh, we should all be on it. No, mm-hmm. no, not everybody needs to be on mm-hmm. vitamin D or iron. You have to know what your body needs, and asking a professional is the best way to do that.
Yeah.
So if you've been struggling with something, the best thing you can do is ask a medical provider or a counselor mm-hmm. or a psychiatrist, like you were talking about, to kind of get their input. Mm-hmm. And believe me, most people are going to look at you and go, okay, yeah, I can see that this is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to look at you and go, get over yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really rare, especially in our, like in the counseling world, that you're going to find that kind of a person.
Mm-hmm.
Really, my heart aches for people that that are struggling and feel that shame of taking something almost prevent them from the peace that can come from helping their body.
Mm-hmm.
Does that, I mean, it's just, it's so hard.
Mm-hmm.
I almost count it like a huge victory, a huge win when somebody's like, okay, I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
I'm like, yay, I think you're going to feel so good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, again, just kind of if you notice that about yourself, if you notice there's things you're struggling with that haven't been helped with counseling,
mm-hmm.
talk about it with your counselor.
Yeah.
You know, have an open mind about it. Just like if your medical provider told you, okay, well, you're deficient in vitamin D, so I'm going to need you to go take some vitamin D. It's kind of similar.
Okay. Any pitfalls or things to, you know, just be conscious of I don't want to be fearful of it, but honestly, those commercials that talk about what could happen, like any thoughts in how to find balance in that, like not to be scared of it, but also not to just run to it, you know, as a quick fix.
Yes. I think those commercials are so scary because like the things they're trying to treat are also the side effects. And I'm like, how do you even do that?
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Sometimes some of these, like some depression medications, like a side effect is depression
exactly.
and suicide. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
But again, when you are doing that, you know, really ideally you're in the care of a counselor.
Yeah.
Okay. You're in the care of someone who's helping keep an eye on you,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, again, to go back to that idea of someone who's has diabetes, they're not just giving themselves insulin and never going back to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
They're going in for checkups like every 3 months, every 6 months. They have extra eyes on them so that someone else can help them monitor what's going on.
Yeah.
Right. And same thing with any kind of medication related to mental health. You really want that extra set of eyes to help you navigate is this working? Mm-hmm. Can we now, you know, work on some of the other behavioral things mm-hmm. that we wanted to do now that this medication is kicked in?
Yeah.
You know, so having that relationship with a, you know, a counselor or a psychologist or a psychiatrist where they're able to help you monitor it so it's not solely in your responsibility.
Yeah, that's been, you know, when he prescribed it, he wants to ease me into it. Like, mm-hmm. you know, after a couple of weeks, he wants another appointment and then maybe yes. he would up the dose. But yep. he really wants to stay communicative with me yes. about it. So I think that helps relay some of the fears. I'm like, yes. oh gosh, what if I break out into this rash?
Yes.
That could be a side effect. Like, what if it's all over my body?
Yes.
But again, that comes down to like not letting the fear take a hold of me.
Yes.
And just to not try to do it by myself. Like, it's important to have yeah. a medical professional that you are in communication with to make sure that it doesn't, you know, have yes. a detrimental effect on us.
Yes, for sure. And then you also brought up an important thing, too, is dosage. Mm-hmm. I think people really get alarmed when they think they need to go up in dosage, mm-hmm. okay? Dosage is just what your body needs, mm-hmm. right? It really hasn't – I mean – in essence, it's not really how sick you are. You know, like people think, oh my gosh, I'm on 100 milligrams of this, you know, this mental health medication. Oh, that means I'm really off.
Yeah.
No, it just means that your body needed more at that mm-hmm. time. And that's what you needed. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's why we rely on, like, how do you feel on this medication?
Okay.
We don't have a lot of data other than how does this feel? Mm-hmm. Right. So there's not a set dosage for a particular person,
yeah.
right?
Everybody's unique. Yeah, okay.
Yes.
That's good.
So just because you might need a higher dosage doesn't mean that you're more ill than somebody else.
Okay.
So keep, like, for people that are pursuing this, keep that in perspective.
Okay.
Okay?
Any other last thoughts regarding Medicaid? This is kind of a scary subject.
I know.
That you and I
can feel myself. I'm like, ooh, my heart's racing. I got a little scared here.
Yeah.
I think just, you know, be open about it, mm-hmm. not to strangers. I mean, be open-minded about
yeah.
it. And also don't try not to be on an island about it. You know, mm-hmm. involve a counselor, involve a practitioner of some mm-hmm. sort in that journey. And you're right. Most people are not going to prescribe something and then just let you walk away
yeah.
with it. They're going to want to check in with you.
Yeah.
And that's really how it should be.
Mm-hmm.
But also keep up counseling.
Yeah.
You know, when people get on medication, the biggest mistake they make is stop going to counseling.
Mm-hmm.
Don't stop.
Yeah.
Keep going. Because, you know, the end goal a lot of times is, can I get off of that?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
I mean, honestly, that's kind of what I'm hoping to work toward too, is like, Can I wean off of this now?
Yeah.
You know, have I made enough progress in my story to do that?
Mm-hmm.
And if not, that's okay too.
Yeah.
So that's the biggest yeah. thing is.
I think I want to remind people to be kind to yourself
mm-hmm.
with what your body needs.
Yes.
And also to be kind to others with how you talk about
yes.
it. And, you know, your story may not be somebody else's story.
Mm-hmm.
So just.
Yes. Yes.
Be kind.
Oh my gosh. If we can just yell that from the mountaintops.
Yeah.
Everybody be kind.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Let's, how about we not deal with something quite as tricky in our next episode?
Yes, exactly. Maybe
Let's
I can
talk
stop
about something
sweating.
Easier. Well, thanks for your honesty.
Yes.
I appreciate you sharing, and
yes.
I think it's going to help a lot of other people to not feel like there's such a stigma surrounding
yes.
medication and our mental health.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank
we will
you.
See you next time as we discuss something a little bit easier on the Out of the Dark podcast.